Welcome. In this advanced FX lesson, I'll show you how to slice a photic talking bass in Ableton Live 12 and turn it into a DJ-friendly performance instrument. We'll preserve the vocal character, create playable slices, map performance macros, build launchable clips and resampled stems, and set up follow actions so the whole thing is immediate and reliable in a Live DJ set. First, a quick overview of what you'll make. You'll build a drum rack or sampler-based instrument containing all the useful slices. You'll lay out session clips and scenes as DJ elements, an intro filter loop, a full loop, chopped fills, dry slices for finger drumming, and pre-rendered stems. You'll map performance macros for filter throw, grit, sub control and width, and you'll add follow actions and clip loops so you can generate on-the-fly variation during a set. Before we begin, open Ableton Live 12, import your photic talking bass sample onto an audio track, set the live tempo to your target DNB tempo, 174 BPM is a good reference, and duplicate the original clip, so you always have a clean backup. Step 1. Prep and warp. Drop the original sample into an audio track and open clip view. Turn warp on and choose Complex Pro as the warp mode. This best preserves vocal performance when changing tempo. Adjust transient sensitivity so the phrase aligns with the bar grid. If the sample doesn't start at 1.1.1, set a warp marker at 1.1.1 or move the clip start marker so it does. Then consolidate the clip. Command or Control plus J to create a clean, correctly starting clip. Step 2. Slice to a new MIDI track. Right-click the consolidated clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slicing preset, choose Transient for phrase bass chops. Use 1/16 beat only if you want evenly spaced grains. For a talking bass, Transient is usually the right choice. Let Ableton create a drum rack. It will put each slice into a sampler on its own pad. If you need deeper control later, you can rebuild with sampler, but start with drum rack and sampler for low latency and hands-on triggering. Rename pads to useful labels. For example, lead, who won, sub hit, sizzle, so you can find them fast while performing. Step 3. Clean and tune the slices. Open each sampler and turn off warp for one-shot slices. Warping one-shots often smears formants. If you need to pitch a slice, use sampler's transpose and detune rather than warp. For per-slice looped variants, you can switch sampler to classic or one-shot mode so you get adser control. Nudge each slice's start marker by a few milliseconds to remove clicks and set a short attack between 1 and 12 milliseconds. For sub or low slices, reduce high frequency content with an EQ8 placed after the drum rack chain or on a dedicated chain to keep the low end clean. Step 4. Group the drum rack and create performance macros. Group the drum rack track with Command or Control plus G and name the group Photic Talking Bass Slices. On the group track, add devices that will act as DJ macros. Place EQ8 first and map a macro to a low shelf boost or cut for sub control, for example from -6 dB to +3 dB. Next, add auto filter set to a 24 dB low pass. Map filter cutoff to macro 1 and resonance to macro 2 to emphasize formant frequencies when you want. Add a saturator for grit and map drive to macro 3. Add utility and map width and gain to macro 4 so you can collapse to mono for clean club bass or widen the character for performance. If you want separate sub and texture control, duplicate drum rack chains or create separate chains for a dry sub chain and a textured top chain, and map their volumes to macro so you can morph between them live. Step 5. Build DJ-friendly clips and scenes. In session view, create these scenes. Scene 1 is an intro filtered loop. 8 bars with a clip envelope on filter cutoff automating from close to open. Scene 2 is the full loop, 8 or 16 bars, with macros in neutral positions. Scene 3 is chopped fills, a short 1 to 2 bar loop with a MIDI pattern triggering different slices. Compress and transient shape the drum rack chain. Scene 4 is dry slices, short 2 bar one-shot clips for finger drumming. Scene 5 is stem variants, resampled audio clips of the talking bass processed into dry, filtered and distorted versions, which we'll render next. Set clip launch settings according to your workflow. Launch mode can be gate or trigger. Quantize clips to 1 bar or quarter for DJ safe launches. If you prefer instant launches and you're confident with timing, disable legato and set quantize to none. For the chopped fills clip, use follow actions. Set it to next with short intervals like quarter or eighth bar and a probability, so it cycles through variations while you perform. Legato can be used when you want smooth continuity between follow actions. Step 6. Cueing and outputs. In Live's preferences, set your cue output to your DJ headphone output. Use the track cue or solo button to pre-listen slices in headphones. If your audio interface supports multi-channel outputs, route SUB and TOP chains to separate outputs so you can EQ or filter them on an external mixer while mixing. Step 7. Resample stems for reliability. Create an audio track named Resample, Talking Bass, for each stem variant, dry, filtered, distorted. Solo that chain, arm the resample track and record an 8 to 16 bar pass. Consolidate those recorded clips and turn warp off on them so they behave as fixed audio. Resampled stems reduce CPU load and make your set rock solid. Step 8. Polish dynamics and low-end management. Put a glue compressor or multiband dynamics on the group to glue slices together. If you're mixing live with a kick, sidechain the group to the kick with gentle gain reduction. Add an EQA to carve a narrow notch where the bass clashes with the kick, typically between 60 and 90 AC. To keep sub-mono, use utility to set width to 0 below roughly 120 HE. You can do this by duplicating the group, low-passing one copy and placing utility on that copy, then mapping a macro to crossfade if you want a dynamic switch. Now a few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't slice without consolidating first. Unconsolidated clips can rewarp and move slice markers unpredictably. Avoid using beats or grain warp for vocal-like bass. These modes smear performance. Prefer complex pro or no warp on one shots. Don't overslice. Too many tiny slices destroy phrasing. Keep your low-end mono and pay attention to phase when you layer slices. And don't rely exclusively on CPU-heavy racks during a live set. Always prepare resampled stems. Some pro tips. Use sampler when you need to time stretch a single slice without losing formants. It gives better loop and filter control than simpler. Save the drum rack as a preset with macros mapped so you can recall your Photek instrument in other sets. Create parallel layers, a totally dry layer and a processed layer, and map a macro to crossfade between them for instant textural changes. For live emphasis, automate a narrow band boost around 900 to 1500 HC to accentuate formant or vowel frequencies during fills. Use follow actions with random or previous to humanize chops. Finally, for DJ transitions, pre-render filter tails with reverb and delay on a return channel for washed outros. A short mini practice exercise, take your sample, warp with Complex Pro and consolidate to 8 bars. Slice to new MIDI track using Transient into a drum rock with Simpler. Tidy the 8 most important slices, set attacks to 2 to 8 milliseconds, turn warp off on one shots, and tune the subslice by transpose so it keys with your track. Group the drum rack and add auto filter map to macro 1, saturator to macro 2, and utility width to macro 3. Create 4 8 bar clips. A is intro filtered with cutoff automation, B is the full loop, C is a chopped fill with follow action set to next at a quarter bar, and D is a resampled distorted clip you record from the saturated chain. Practice launching a to B to C to D while queuing and using macros live. You should end up with 4 clean launchable clips and performance controls that preserve the talking character. Before we finish, a few extra coach notes. Mind formants before pitch. When you transpose slices more than 2 or 3 semitones, you'll change the talking character. If you need bigger pitch shifts, resample the slice with Complex Pro a tempo and then reload it into sampler. Organize your instrument into 3 main chains, sub, body and top, and map their volumes to macros so you can instantly morph the timbre. For CPU stability, freeze and flatten chains you're happy with and replace them with audio, keeping a MIDI backup in your project. Nudge slice start points to 0 crossings, use short fades to remove clicks, and convert tricky slices to sampler zones for individual envelopes and loop control. Reverse a couple of slices for instant fill tricks. Creative effects you can use with stock devices include a narrow formant boost with EQ8, saturator on the TOP chain while low cutting it to keep sub clean, and grain delay at very short times for gritty micro variation. For movement, map an LFO to filter cutoff or to sample start for rhythmic talking modulation. Build a random chop bank of 1-bar clips with follow actions set to next and short follow times, and use legato when you want melodic continuity across scenes. Color code your chains and name them clearly for quick visual cues on stage. Finally, keep a template. Save a DNB talking bass set with drum rack, mapped macros, resample tracks and cue routing pre-configured. Maintain a live version with audio bounced chains and an edit version for experimenting. Recap, you've learned how to slice a Photek talking bass with slice to new MIDI track, preserve performance with Complex Pro and per-slice warp settings, build a DJ-friendly structure of intro filtered loop, full loop, chopped fills, dry slices and resampled stems, and map macros for filter, drive, sub and width. You've also set up follow actions, queuing and resampling for stable live performance. Now go try the mini practice exercise with a raw Photek talking bass sample and create an 8-bar performance scene pack you can bring into your next DJ mix. Good luck, and have fun performing.